talk with Vince Dragonetti, who is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Vince, how are you?
Hi, Tony. Real good. Thank you.
Was checking out a post on your Facebook site, and you, like many, have been making comments about the bankruptcies going on out in California, three of them, including Stockton, California. Yesterday on Fox, they had a report about 2,500-plus cities, municipalities, counties are $3 trillion underfunded when it comes to money they need to set aside for their employees' retirement. We just had Sue McGillicuddy on from the Meridian Township, and she's on that board. Of course, she's the supervisor. They're 10% unfunded, 90% funded. And so we've been making calls to officials around the Ingham County area to find out to where they are. And you've got some numbers for us in regards to Ingham County.
I sure do. If you'd like to know the unfunded pension, I don't have the current exact numbers as of right now. These are from our last projected meeting, which was just about a year ago, and ours is coming up. But last year, an unfunded pension was about $76 million. Unfunded health care, about $79 million. So total, about $155 million. The percentage, I forgot exactly what the percentage is, but, you know, use a budget figure of, let's say, we have at the local level of the county of just what we spend, what we have coming in of around $70 million plus or minus. You can get an idea of what the gross could be. There is a magic percentage that's done, so it's not as scary as looking at, you know, that number. You know, because these are numbers carried forward, obviously. But is it serious? It's real serious. And the thing that you read yesterday, I've been aware of these things for over 15, 18 years or so. And one of the key things, many years ago, the people in the area, if you remember, we had major buyouts for General Motors going on. And way back then, that was one of the reasons GM was trying to get people off the rolls. They saw this pension problem brewing. Did they handle it? No, they didn't handle it effectively at all. We see what happened to them. These other areas, just like you mentioned with California, to me, is California is the key start of what we're going to see in this country if we don't wake up. And we've got to find a way to handle these unfunded liabilities.
All right, just so I'm clear, repeat the numbers for the retirement and the health pennies.
Unfunded health care.
Yes.
Is $79 million. Unfunded pension, $76 million.
And for a total of?
$155 million.
That's a scary number.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's funny because I pulled this out. When I first got it for our meeting last year, is I looked through, and there's about 8-9 places I circled had huge questions. This one, there was not even a question. I just circled the numbers all over the place because those are numbers I just zeroed in right away, as well as, you know, are we balancing the budget, and therefore, how are we balancing the budget? And we've been balancing the budget here by using our backup cash, and we're probably, I'm almost positive, that's what we're going to do this year. And there's a point in your own budget, in your own home, that if you have so much in backup cash, it just is going to run out, and this thing's going to start hitting the wall. We had a large amount of union people come in, you know, 6-7 months ago or so. And I remember one fellow, Coroner Bean, he said, Vince, he said he had certain specific questions and comments related on changing the pension and everything else. I said, well, look, I said, in the future, this is going to hit. I says, it's our job right now, because in 4 or 5 years, even next year, the people sitting in the room making these decisions, many of us won't be here. So everybody's passing the buck. I said, you got to quit doing that. And he felt it wasn't a big deal because, it's temporary. The market's been down, and the numbers we're seeing are affecting us. And so I asked him his age. He was about 30. I said, well, you know, you're right. I think we should do nothing about it. And he kind of smiled. And I was trying to get him to understand something, is that we have, and I think the number on that was about 80% funded, let's say. And these are based on projections, based on yields, earnings, and it's about a 20-year forward number they use averaging for. And I said, so really, it might run out about the last 25% of employees, and you probably fit that. And he looked at me. I said, so I don't care either. If you don't care, I don't care. He kind of understood it. I knew what he's getting to. They're getting concerned about some changes coming. But what's going to happen at some point down the road, somebody's not going to get their money. And we have to address these kinds of things now.
Vince Dragonetti is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Vince, I'll be in touch. This is a story that we're going to continue to explore. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
7:55, 60 degrees on the Thursday morning edition of the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Good morning.